WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Now before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help podcast, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats above emotions. It's about understanding how your feelings work, how they influence your actions, and how to use that knowledge to navigate life with more awareness and grace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without knowing the gas pedal, the brakes, or the steering wheel, right? Emotional intelligence is like learning the controls of your own emotional landscape. You want to be in the driver's seat, not just letting your emotions take you for a wild ride. So, what are some key takeaways to help us build this crucial skill? First up, self-awareness. This is the foundation, the bedrock of everything else. It's about tuning into your own feelings and recognizing them without judgment. Ever felt that knot in your stomach before a big presentation? Or that surge of anger when someone cuts you off in traffic? Those are emotions screaming for your attention. Learning to identify these feelings accurately is the first step to managing them effectively. Next, we've got emotional regulation. This is where things get interesting. It's not about suppressing your emotions, that never works. 2. But rather learning how to channel them constructively. Think of it like a pressure valve on a boiler. You need to release that built-up steam somehow, right? So, instead of letting anger explode in an argument, maybe you take a deep breath, go for a walk, or journal about what's bothering you. Finding healthy outlets for your emotions is key. Communication skills are another major player in the emotional intelligence game. It's not just about talking, it's about truly listening and understanding other people's perspectives. Think about those times when you felt really heard and understood. How good did that feel? Conversely, think about times when you felt like you were being dismissed or misunderstood. It's a two-way street. Empathy is another superpower we all possess. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their point of view. Remember that saying, "Put yourself in their shoes." Well, empathy takes it a step further. It's about actively engaging with their emotions and experiences. And finally, self-motivation. This is about setting goals, staying focused, and pushing through challenges with resilience. Think of it as the inner engine that keeps you going, even when things get tough. Emotional intelligence can fuel your self-motivation, helping you stay on track and achieve your dreams. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's about to give a big presentation at work. She's feeling anxious, her heart is racing, and she wants to bolt from the room. Now, if Sarah has strong emotional intelligence, she'll first recognize these feelings. Whoa, I'm feeling pretty nervous right now. Then, she'll use some emotional regulation techniques, maybe a few deep breaths, a quick visualization exercise, or even just reminding herself that she's prepared and capable. This allows her to calm down, center herself, and deliver the presentation with confidence and clarity. She's not letting anxiety control her. She's managing it effectively. That's the power of emotional intelligence. It empowers us to navigate life's ups and downs with greater grace, resilience, and success. So, what's the takeaway here? Emotional intelligence is a skill you can learn and develop. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But trust me, it's worth it. When you have emotional intelligence, you're not just surviving life, you're thriving in it. You build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and achieve your goals with greater ease and fulfillment. Ready to level up your emotional game? Start by paying attention to your feelings, practicing self-regulation techniques, and being more mindful of how you communicate with others. Small steps lead to big changes, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from this wisdom. Let's spread the word about the power of emotional intelligence together. Until next time, keep switching up your discipline and rocking your world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.